We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Brevard County. And happy 2015 to you. You know, as fallen individuals, it really doesn't take us too long to show our fallacies. Last year, in the year 2014, I was very deliberate and very intentional. When I go to write a check, I always want to make sure that I get the appropriate year. And this last weekend, we had a prayer meeting on Saturday night at the church and had a pretty good turnout for that. And I was telling one of my board members, I said, and so far this year, I haven't written the wrong date on any check yet. And I had already written two checks that I had to put in the offering the next morning. I'd written them out before I came to prayer meeting that night. And I said, oh, wait a minute, I'd better reconsider that. And sure enough, I had written 2014 on those checks. And I was like, you know, that fallen nature of ours, it shows up in so many different areas of our life. And so I pray that if you are into 2015, that your goal is the same as my goal, and that is for more of Jesus to shine through, and that people would not focus so much on this clay vessel, this earthen vessel, but they would focus on the treasure that is inside, and that is Jesus Christ. So may the glory of God shine through you in this coming year. I do want to let you know that tomorrow we will be resuming our vintage worship service, and we have earlier in the year last year, I had gone through our hymnal, and I because I'm not a musician, I didn't even play one on television, but I do know how to sing, and I've sung songs in church for most of my life, and some of them just have powerful impacts on me. And so when we set up this vintage service to sing hymns and traditional choruses, I went through the entire hymnal and I picked out every song that I knew how to sing. And I don't know exactly how many that was. Some of them I didn't know. Some of them I thought I knew. Turns out I didn't know as well as I thought. But we have gone through, and we will, in January here, we will have finished singing every one of the songs that I know in the hymnal, and with the exception of some around Easter, because we started our vintage service after Easter last year. But we love singing some of those old songs, powerful, powerful lyrics that are involved there. And so if you'd like to come out and join us tomorrow at 11 a.m., we'd love to have you. We'd also invite you, if you've got boys and girls that are 12 and under, 13 and under, we do have our boys and girls ministry meets at 7 p.m. Wednesday nights, and for the first time this coming, or tomorrow night, or Wednesday night, tonight, for the first time tonight, we will be offering a small group study for some of the parents and others. It's a ladies' Bible study that is taking place. And so vintage service today at 11, and then boys and girls ministry, and then our new small group for single ladies is coming up. Well, it's not even single ladies. Let me just backtrack, and I'll just try and say, we have a small group study that there's going to be some ladies involved in, and we're really excited about what God is going to do there. see my fallen nature is coming through again here on the radio. This morning, I would like to give a shout out as well to Advanced Christian Training Schools. They are they do a free video Bible school at our campus on Tuesday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you are interested in being a part of that, you could reach Ted and Linda at 633-0432, 633-0432. We are very excited about everything that God is doing at the church. We have come off just two really, really powerful months. We started off this last week with our First Fruits Conference, and what a powerful time in the Lord we had there. Now we're back into the routine, back into the swing of things. And so if you would be praying for me, this week I will be teaching a class, actually for the next two weekends. I will be teaching on Saturday ministry students, helping them to develop and eventually achieve their goal of being a servant of the Lord in whatever capacity that God calls them. And so if you would be praying for me as I travel across the state on Saturdays to help them in their development, I would appreciate your prayers greatly. This morning, I've had this word that God has been dealing with me about in Deuteronomy chapter 1, and I want to talk to you about it today. Several years ago, my wife and I, we bought this scale, and you may have heard me talk about that scale from time to time, how I don't like the way that it talks to me. And I have written down in my briefcase the information that the scale gave me for my wife and for myself on that very first day that we got onto the scale. And I want you to know that the scale has treated my wife much kinder than it has me during that time. She has transformed physically to a great degree, and we're very thankful for that. But mine is actually, I know it was on January 2nd when I stepped on the scale that very first time, and I didn't like the fact that this year the scale said that the weight that I had on record, it wasn't sufficient enough to cover everything it needed to weigh. So I want to take you to the book of Deuteronomy this morning. And it says in verse number 1, these are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side of the Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain opposite Suf, between Paran, Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him as commandments to them. After he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt at Ashtaroth and Edrei, on the side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, and the mountains in the lowland in the south, on the sea coast to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants. I want to start this broadcast this morning by asking you this question. If you were to look back over the last year of your life, would it resemble a journey, or would it more closely resemble just another lap around the same obstacles? Or are you like me, that you come back to the 1st of January and you don't see the transformation in your life that you had hoped to see last year. Because I want to tell you what was going on here in the people of Israel, and that was this. God had sent Moses to them as a deliverer to bring them out of Egypt, but he did not bring them out of Egypt just to circle the mountain year after year after year after year. The Bible says that he brought them out to bring them in to the promised land. And the only reason that they ended up not crossing over into the promised land was because when they got right to the edge, when the time came for them to cross over, now God had been so good to them. He had just delivered them from the most powerful military force on the planet at the time. And yet when they got to the edge of the promised land and they sent spies in and they said, you know what? Everything that we've heard about this is true. It is a land that is flowing with milk and honey, but they were intimidated by the size of the enemy that they encountered there. They were intimidated by his strongholds. They were intimidated by their stature. They were intimidated by their military might. And as a result of that intimidation, their view, their perception of God and themselves both became skewed. In 2015, I want an accurate perception of both who I am and who Jesus is. I don't want the enemy to define what my perception is. I want my perception to be determined by what the Word of God says. And so they came to the edge of the promised land. The spies came out and they said, oh no, we can never go in. We look like grasshoppers and we looked the same just to them. When in actuality, 40 years later, when they did cross over into the promised land, Rahab greeted them and said, where have you all been for the past 40 years? And if they were honest, they would say, well, we've just been going around the same mountain over and over and over and over and over again. We've just been going in the same routine. I can tell you what every rock in that journey looks like because we have just been going on. And the people in the promised land were saying, we have been waiting for you. We knew what God had told you, and we have just been waiting for you to come and take possession of that which God has given you dominion over. And it was because of their unbelief that God did not allow them to go into the promised land. Now, I want, as I'm talking about this, I want to make it clear that it is very important that we function in the time frame with which God tells us to function. And God told them to go into the promised land, but they refused to go in because of their unbelief. And God said, then not one of them is going to cross over into the promised land except for Joshua and for Caleb, because they testified accurately about God being able to deliver them into the promised land. Listen, God is faithful not only to deliver you from sin, but he is faithful to deliver you to eternity, to the kingdom of God, and to all that he has in store for you. I encourage you, do not settle for just going through the same mindless routine over and over and over again, just waiting to die. That's what the children of Israel were waiting. They were like, we're stuck here. We are in a holding pattern. They were in a holding pattern for 40 years. And when God said, look, you all will not go into the promised land, every one of you that is 20 years old and over that you said you would not go into the promised land, you have accurately stated you will not. You will die in this wilderness. And then the children of Israel reconsidered and they said, you know what? We think that rather than living out here in this wilderness just waiting to die, we think we'll go ahead and go on into the promised land. And they went in and they suffered a defeat and they realized that they had missed their opportunity. I don't want to miss any opportunities that God has for me in 2015. I want to speak to you today and build your faith that in this year that God will lead you, he will lead me, he will guide us by his Spirit, he will guide us by his Word, he will lead us on our journey, and he will get us to the destination that he has in store for us. I don't want to settle in my walk with God. I want to take dominion and take possession over everything that he wants me to have dominion and possession over. My son and I, several years ago, it's a family thing. I've mentioned it here on the radio before that, when he came back from being deployed, he wanted to help us to get out of debt. And so we began to look for a place that we could fix up. We both have some minimal construction skills, and we looked for some place that we could fix up, and we found a place. But when we bought the house, my son is over 6 feet tall. I'm still not sure how I feel about that. I'm pretty sure I know that I don't like the fact that he's taller than me, but he is a great young man. And when we went to the house, the weeds in the backyard, my son was looking up at them. It was a house that had been built a long time ago. It had been occupied. It had been a home for adults. It had been a home for kids. We found toys that were in there. It was an abandoned property, and we purchased it. But when it was abandoned, then nature took over. The weeds took over, and they just grew unchecked. There was nobody there to take dominion over that piece of property. And I took a picture and had my son, you know, looking up at the weeds, and that was like, wow. And we went out there and we set out to take dominion over that, and we did. We cleared it off, we restored it, we planted landscaping, we renovated everything in that house. It became one of the nicest homes in that area. It always had the potential. It was just waiting for someone to step up and say, you know what, we are going to take dominion over this, and this chaos is not going to continue. It's not going to rule anymore in this place. In fact, my daughter called it the Jesus house. And we're very thankful. It's a tiny little home, but it is a very nice little home. And it's being a blessing to some people over in the county, over in Polk County. The children of Israel, they were called to come out of Egypt as slaves, and God was going to develop in them a heart of authority that would be exercised in the promised land, which God had covenanted to give to Abraham hundreds of years earlier. I want you to know that all of the things that God has promised you, he has not forgotten one of them. He does not lie. When he makes a promise, he will fulfill it. But because of their unbelief, they were left banished into the wilderness, and everyone that was making that journey knew that they were just circling around the mountain over and over and over and over again until they breathed their last. And I want you to know that God has called you to much more than that. You're not just supposed to be here going through the same routine. God has an exciting adventure and a purpose for you. And all of that changed when on this particular day, Deuteronomy is a series of sermons that Moses gave as his farewell messages to Israel. And in verse number 6, it says, "The Lord our God spoke to us and Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. And I believe it is an exciting thing when God says it is time to take new territory. You see, even though they were in the wilderness, they had seen spiritual victories. It talks to in this passage about Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and how that God had helped them to overpower them and be victorious. You see, you are just because you settle for a routine or a circuit or just going through the same motions doesn't mean that the enemy's not going to come against you. But God wanted them to say, you know what? I'm going to train you to be victorious. I'm going to train you to overcome all the power of the enemy. So today I want to challenge you. If your goal is for your 2015 to be no different than your 2014, then you're going to be dealing with the same issues you've always dealt with. You're going to be like me on that scale. You'll watch it go up and down and up and down and up and down and everything in between. But if you're looking for God to take you to a new place of revelation, a new place of obedience, a new place in worship, a new place in ministry, a new place in service to Him, a new place in commitment to fulfilling the Great Commission, then I believe that God has a word that He is crying out over Brevard County, and it is saying, it is time to move from the things that the past has sentenced us to, and it is time to take new ground for the kingdom of God. On Sunday night, I was so excited. In Acts chapter 20, verse number 23, Paul was giving a farewell address to some people, and he said, I don't know what the future holds, but I know this, that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city. And he goes on that it talks about, for in Paul's case, that there was some hardship and difficulties that were coming in. Acts chapter 21, another prophet comes up and takes Paul's belt and binds his hands and says, in the same manner, the person who owns this belt is going to be bound in Jerusalem. And everybody is saying, Paul, we don't want you to go because we don't want you to experience that. But in Acts chapter 20, before that passage in verse number 23, Paul talks about how he was bound in his spirit to go to Jerusalem. There was something in his spirit, and he was testifying. He said, I don't know everything that is going to happen, but I know that God is in control, and the Holy Spirit is testifying in every city that I go. It was the same message. You know what I believe that God has in store for Brevard County? I believe that the Holy Spirit is testifying over Brevard County that in 2015, men and women and boys and girls are going to be saved and ask Jesus to be the Lord of their life. I believe that in 2015, that there are going to be people who are healed in Jesus' name. Some because of the treatment that they receive through medical professionals, some because God is going to send forth His word and heal them. But praise God, there are going to be people who are going to be healed. There are some people this year that are going to experience a financial outpouring like you have never experienced before. I believe the Holy Spirit is empowering His people and His kingdom to make a difference in people's eternities. So on Sunday night, I was sharing that message out of Acts chapter 20 with our congregation. And because when I had been in my devotions and I had seen that passage of scripture, I realized that Paul said, every city I go to, the Holy Spirit is testifying to me in that place. In Revelation 2 and 3, it talks about John on the Isle of Patmos, and Jesus ministers to him, and he says, I have a message for this church. And there were seven churches, and each one of them concludes would let him who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And it was like, what in the world? Why would God have to find somebody on a barren rock named Patmos who's all alone? Why would he be the one that gets the message? And it was because John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He had his ear tuned to what God wanted to say. And it wasn't that God only wants to share things with Paul or with John. I believe that the Holy Spirit is ministering. He is the omnipresent God. He has a responsibility to convict the lost of their sin and bring them to a place of forgiveness and righteousness in Jesus Christ. And so I am confident, I bear witness in my spirit that the Holy Spirit is on the move in Brevard County, and he wants to speak to us, not to leave us going around the same mountain over and over again, but like Paul saying, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know everything that is going to come to pass, but I know this, every city I go to, the Holy Spirit is there, and he's speaking for those who will listen. And so the key thing that transpired in the people of Israel when they were wandering around in the wilderness was when Moses received the instruction, you've circled this mountain long enough. I want to ask you today, what areas of your life are there and you have been fighting that battle over and over and over and over again? I believe that in 2015, I'll share more about this on tomorrow's broadcast, but I believe that God wants us to have victory, not just in our spirit, but I believe he wants us to experience victory over all the weapons of the enemy. And so I want to close this broadcast today and just pray with you that God will give you the spirit of an adventurer in Jesus Christ, that it will be true of us as it was true of the people in the scriptures, that we will live by faith. I don't just want to play it safe. I want to walk in obedience to God, and I want him to say, wow, there's faith on display right there, and allow God to give us new territory. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for people who might be listening right now. And God, it's true, we're all older now than we've ever been before. And Lord, some of us have been dealing with the same issues for way too long. And I pray that, Lord, there would be a word from you that would say it is time to gain the victory over this area of your life. And Lord, we just want to thank you. I pray for every person here that Jesus Christ would be speaking to us today in a manner that will lead us forth into victory. In Jesus' name, amen. We will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."